204.
So Soweto, Amako, Zimwenda, Mwenda, Halo, Direct Soweto, Mwenda, Amako, Zuko.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musavimperera, Quarera, 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 Quarera,
Quarera. Test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You ride. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
2-year-old girl killed in high-speed truck crash in Chilabombwe. Bauleni youths appeal for skills bursaries amid rising unemployment and social challenges. In African news, a South African opposition figure, Malema, sentenced to 5 years in prison. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 12-year-old girl of PP Zambia compound in Chilabombwe has died after being hit by a speeding truck that lost control. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui says the accident happened on Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, around 09:50 hours along Kongo Road near Luwengele Stream. The victim, identified as Beatrice Mwanga, was reportedly standing off the road when a Ford truck and trailer traveling from Willis traffic lights towards Konkola Toll Plaza lost control due to excessive speed and veered off the road. The truck struck the girl before overturning, leaving the vehicle extensively damaged. Beatrice sustained severe injuries and was rushed to Kakoso Level 1 Hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Meanwhile, the driver, believed to be a Tanzanian national, fled the scene and police have since launched a manhunt. Youths in Lusaka's Bauleni compound are calling on local authorities to provide skills bursaries to help them access higher learning institutions. Speaking on behalf of the youths, Esther Amwale says many young people who have completed grade 12, some with good results, are failing to continue their education due to financial challenges. She says this has pushed many into harmful activities such as drug abuse and prostitution, a situation she describes as deeply concerning. Mwale has since appealed to authorities to ensure that young people benefit from the Constituency Development Fund bursary component.
As a result,
And a concerned parent, identified only as Miss Mutonga, has also expressed worry over alleged corruption in the employment system. She says many youths are failing to secure jobs and are forced into low-paying work due to lack of opportunities and financial support. The Kapirimposhi Town Council is set to acquire a skipper loader truck in a move aimed at improving garbage collection in the district. Council Chairperson A Brilliant Munyeke says the local authority currently spends about 100,000 kwacha every month on waste management. Mr. Munyeke disclosed that the council has secured funding from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to purchase the equipment. He explained that once acquired, the skip loader will primarily be used to collect waste from markets and the central business district. Mr. Munyeke added that the initiative is expected to significantly improve sanitation and overall cleanliness in Kapirimposhi.
We have been having this problem for a long time, and it's because we don't have a TROB. We have a tipper, but we don't have a TROB. We have got a SND sofa, maybe Kamuri tipper, tipper, or from Kuposa. So, thank you for the Pawish Wari, we have got a. After the CDF committee has talked to our digital machines, office of the mayor, Taiki, the field, for this of the Minister of Local Government, and what better for my fans,
The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has announced the delimitation of 70 new constituencies across the country. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the new constituencies have been distributed across all 10 provinces, with Central Province receiving 8, Copperbelt 7, Eastern 9, Luapula 5, and Lusaka 6. Others include Northern and Northwestern provinces with 7 each, Southern Province with 9, Muchinga with 6, and Western Province also receiving 7 constituencies. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Ms. Zalumis says the delimitation process was guided by the constitutional principles such as population size, geographical features, and access to communication. She added that input from provinces and districts helped shape the final names and boundaries with the aim of improving representation and bringing a leadership closer to the people. Ms. Zalumis has, however, acknowledged that the changes may not meet all expectations, but expressed her confidence that the process will strengthen public trust in the electoral system.
So the power of the nation is not coming out of the blue. It has come from the people themselves. In the history, and the process, the evaluated, verified by the people in the bodies in an open meeting, in a totally open meeting where everybody came. Those who were interested in attending the meeting can identify. This is the stakeholders. In making these announcements, this is one of the measures to improve the position by bringing the leadership closer to the people. And the response to change testing happens, including.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB